Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic is, can your customer hear you?
One would hope that the customer can hear you, and this topic can go in a lot of different directions, but the direction we're taking today is a very simple point, and it might seem like a minor point, but it's actually the volume in which you speak. And this idea came to us when we were having lunch last week at our favorite Mexican restaurant.
It was a very noisy restaurant. And you couldn't hear me speaking. And I guess my tone was a little low that day. I kind of was low key. I needed more salsa to perk up.
So. Yes, and maybe a margarita too.
Okay, sounds good.
So what happened was, it got us to thinking, what is your volume like when you're talking to your customers, whether you're talking to them on the phone or in person? There's certain people who talk very, very low and quietly, and the customer really has to strain to hear them, and it also does not give the customer confidence in what they're saying. And then there's people who speak so loudly that the volume itself is a distraction, and the customer doesn't hear the message.
That's right. There's times when you have to turn up the volume when you're trying to make an important point, especially in a presentation or even a one-on-one conversations.
Yes. And, you know, you can even lead into that important point with a lower volume to get everybody sitting on the edge of their seats, just waiting to hear what's coming next.
The whisperer technique, maybe.
Right. The sales whisperer.
Right. The whole point of this discussion is to be aware of your volume of your voice and the tone, I guess we can include as well.
Yes, because the bottom line is you want your customer to hear you.
Bingo!
Okay, if you have any subjects you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at mindfulsalespodcast@gmail.com. And with that,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to help you shift the volume of your thoughts so that they don't distract you. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. Now we'll continue this meditation with a focus on the breath. And as you're distracted by any thoughts at all, see if you can allow the volume of them to fade so that they no longer distract you. So noticing your chest rising and falling with each breath. And you can even silently say rising and falling to yourself to help support this experience. And as thoughts distract you, just allow their volume to fade and gently come back to awareness of your breath. So let's try this for 30 seconds, and I'll let you know when the time is up. Okay. And know that you can pause any time during the day that your mind is busy and see if you can allow those busy thoughts to fade as their volume becomes lower and lower and lower, and you can just find a moment of quiet as you focus on your breath.